Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia.
Not a lot of new music this week. I've been doing this show for over 10 years now. I've accumulated a lot of material, so I just sort of reflected on some of the songs that people have sent me over the past decade. Bring you a bit of that. For example, back about 10 years ago, there was an event called the Peak Boot Camp, and they gathered up solo artists and then paired them off to create instant duets. And this is from the Peak Boot Camp of 2014, Bestie and Rika.
Sunset in the rearview, stars in the direction of you, 800 clicks from here, cold exile from your soft stare.
I wait, wait for you only. The art calls and you go. My knees, they start to quiver. The very thought of you.
We'll be right back. You get a sense of story forming as you dive into a pool. And in among the fishes, you're swimming from the south. The laws of nature guide you, gauging by the current word of mouth. When will the water run away from the window? You know that it's been so swell. These last few days have seemed a stinge and static, stuck in an attic of hell. Now you begin to ponder upon an inland sea. You see a murky fishbowl filled with economic history. You know the big fish loves you, he'll swim to save the day. Then let the ones that aren't worth saving know they better learn to pray. The band comes marching in, and help is on its way, regardless of the color of your skin. The wind, it whistles Dixie, above an ocean tossed, and life begins again for everyone except the ones who've lost. When will the water run away from the window? You know that it's been so swell. These last few days have seemed as pigeon static, stagging in the attic of hell. When will the water run away from the window? You know that it's been so swell.
Friends, here's Leon. Take it away, boys. Take it away. Oh, everybody dance now. Oh, swing it, Mr. Leon, swing it. Thank you.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuck.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, get that water. I get E-son. Rockin' in that low tide.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Well, I checked another box in my bucket list this week. I had my first MRI. As you may know, I had a bit of a fall in January and injured my shoulder. I didn't break anything, but I did mess things up a bit, enough that I had to take a few weeks off work. So my doctor sent me in for an ultrasound, where I might have got someone fired, but that's another story. After the ultrasound, I went to see an orthopedic surgeon, and he wanted a more detailed image, so hence the MRI. Did you know those things run a 24-hour day? I had to be there at 2:40 in the morning. And I must be cold in the basement at VGH because When I got there, the receptionist was wearing a bulky sweater and a blanket. Anyway, after declaring that I didn't have any implants, pacemakers, metal plates, or shrapnel in my body, they dressed me in scrubs, thin cotton scrubs. Did I mention it was cold in there? And then laid me on a stretcher and rolled me into the big plastic donut. Oh, they also asked if I was claustrophobic. I didn't believe I was, but I don't think that's ever actually been tested. I guess we'll find out now. The actual scan took about half an hour. It was a very noisy experience, but the machine laid down some pretty cool sounding techno beats. That'd be a great thing to sample. Anyway, I made it through, and now I'm waiting for the doctor to tell me what it showed. And as soon as I know more, I will let you know. Watch this space.
All you could have been, it doesn't matter when. Like campfires on the moon, where there's no oxygen to make them bloom. Clouds are spaceships in the sky. They'll take you to the other side. I wear my disguise. Sometimes I really hate this town. They build it up to tear you down. It's petty like a border guard, tearing out the backseat of your car. Clouds are spaceships in the sky. They'll take you to the other side. I wear my organs of the sea. The deep, dark sounds that they make. I like to think they're calling me. So all you could have been, it doesn't matter when. Like campfires on the moon, where there's no oxygen to make them bloom.
Boss man, oh yeah. rescues behind me, but I enjoyed it. Not a judge nor a maker.
Thank you. shit. По-питерски. Может позвонить друзьям, да смысла в этом нет. Все они на дачах, да и поздний час. Я пойду один пешком встречать рассвет. Завтра снова позвоню опять. Ведь летом можно гулять круглосуточно. И завтра ты свободна практически. Посидим кернем на скамеечке. Давай сегодня оторвемся по-питерски.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos. Classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca. Or you can drop by either office, located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
I'ma keep on talking about it because it's true for me.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Look, I usually try to stay away from current events, but oh, my God. The boneheads at the Pentagon, running the deadliest military force in the history of the world, are continuing to shoot themselves in the foot with this ridiculous anti-woke BS. Last week, they took down a photo of the B-29 bomber that dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima in 1945. Which just might be a good idea. But it's not because they were suddenly ashamed of being the first and only country to launch a nuclear attack on a civilian population. No, it's because the photo had a bad word. See, the plane was decorated with the name of the pilot's mother, Enola Gay. And gay is now one of the forbidden words. So the photo had to go. And then this week, they took down a plaque commemorating one of the Marines in that famous flag-raising picture from Iwo Jima. So why was that taken down? Because the plaque recognized an indigenous Marine named Ira Hayes. And that just sounded too much like DEI. Now, if you've never heard of Ira Hayes, back in 1964, Peter Lafarge wrote this song to commemorate Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band, who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years that sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their farm grew crops of weeds, but when war came he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Well, they started up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. But only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when that fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through this land. He was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira done, and when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it, as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his lands, they're still as dry. And his ghost, it's a lion thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard 5440, Bestie Enrica, Charlotte Rinch, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Art Bergman, Rodney DeCrew, Eugene Ripper, The Land of Deborah, Jody Glenham, Dear Vandal, Billy's Band, Peter Lafarge, and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search on our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Chopped and Screwed, the show for all things sampling. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Radio Art from Bepi Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987, that's almost 40 years for crying out loud, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We're going to take a break next week to make room for a live broadcast of the events of the second annual Anarchist Book Fair here at UBC. But we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch in 2 weeks at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthaskahuya, Talit, Sinko Musqueam, Mustail.
My fat, not no, no one over ice, guys, not.
You are currently hearing might be the result of the Audio Phenomenon Project. This is Purple Crow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex Haddon.